keynote speaker, the Honorable Barbara Jordan, Democrat of Houston, Texas.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for a very warm reception. It was 144 years ago that members of the Democratic Party first met in convention to select a presidential candidate. Since that time, Democrats have continued to convene once every 4 years and draft a party platform and nominate a presidential candidate. And our meeting this week is a continuation of that tradition. But there is something different about tonight. There is something special about tonight. What is different? What is special? I, Barbara Jordan, am a keynote speaker.
Well, that's Barbara Jordan, one of my unbelievably inspiring heroes in American life. She was the first African-American state senator elected after Reconstruction. She was elected in the 1960s. And then she eventually got elected to the U.S. House. And she was the first African-American woman to be elected from the South to be elected to the U.S. Congress ever. That was her at the keynote address at the 1976 Democratic National Convention, referencing the history of the party, which is the history of America, that there never been a Barbara Jordan there before. But there have been more and more, not enough, but more and more Barbara Jordans since then. And they've been increasingly located in one party, the Democratic Party, and increasingly less present in the Republican Party. I want to make this point, and this is going to be a short, tight podcast, because I can't hear Steve Scher, who's running the Zoom podcast. So he's running it behind the scenes with his awesomeness, but I can't hear him. He can hear me, though. So we can see each other though. We can see each other. How you doing, man? It's good to see you. but we can't hear each other. So here's the point I want to make is that there were two paths that could have been taken in this country by the political parties as we became a more diverse nation. And after 2012, the election of 2012, the Republican Party wrote an analysis of its future. And that analysis of that future was called kind of like an autopsy or postmortem from the 2012 election. And it made the argument in it that it was essential for the Republican Party to adopt policies and messages and actions that would appeal to and be authentic to a more diverse America. That diversity represented in racial and ethnic diversity in terms of increasing women engagement in American politics. It also specifically called out the importance of reaching out to younger voters, to LGBTQ voters, to unmarried single mothers. These are all folks that the Republican Party has a problem with in the 2012 election. And that report said we need to do better. We need to change. We need to, in fact, become a very different party than we are today. That's not the path that the Republican Party took post-2012 at all. In fact, they nominated for president a man who ran on a birther platform, was openly misogynistic, hostile to people of color, immigrants. The Republican Party took one path. They took a path that will forever be a path that it will have to live with. The Democratic Party is not a perfect place by any means, but they took a different path, not just then, but they had already elected the first African-American president in Barack Obama. And they had nominated, previous to Obama, the first female vice president, Geraldine Ferraro. And then they nominated the first female potential president in Hillary Clinton. And around the country, increasingly, women came out for the Democrats in 2018. These are white women. They are African-American women. They are Latinx women. They are Asian-American women. They came out in large numbers, Native women in Western states. And they helped to fuel the blue wave of 2018. The Democratic Party took a look around. They ran their presidential contest in early 2020. And the man who emerged as the nominee, Joe Biden, won the nomination on the strength of Black voters in the South, but then all over the country. And he increasingly drew in women, women of all stripes. And then Joe Biden made the choice to put Senator Kamala Harris on his ticket as the vice presidential candidate. She is about to become the first female president or vice president, and she's a Black Southeast Asian woman. That's a different path than the Republican Party. It's a fundamentally different path. It's a path that I think Barbara Jordan would applaud. And she would also say, you got more to go. Jordan was the first African-American, and I believe the first female keynote speaker in the history of the Democratic Party in 1976. And as I already mentioned, already the first state senator, first Black state senator, first ever African-American woman from the South, congressional representative in the early 1970s. She's from Houston. She is from Houston. Today, Houston, which is Harris County in Texas, has gone through the roof in its voting, its turnout this election. These are voters that understand voter suppression. They are limited to one single drop-off box in the entire county for mail-in ballots. But they have had many in-person polling locations, and they have turned out in record numbers, over 100% of the 2016 voting population in terms of numbers has turned out already in 2020. This is the Barbara Jordan moment. We as a country have a chance to move us forward in a way that she had the courage to move us forward. With Kamala Harris, with a diverse electorate, with the first Black female on the Supreme Court when that opportunity opens up for the Biden-Harris candidacy, and for a number of women, diverse in so many respects, to get elected to the House and to the U.S. Senate. And so, Barbara Jordan, thank you for your courage and determination and willingness to fight this fight. You said it was 144 years before you got there in 1976. It's now been 44 years since you gave that keynote address. May we accomplish this year and every year going forward something that is honest, true, authentic, and progressive to what you stood for. This is our Barbara Jordan moment. And so we've seen two parties approach two paths in the woods, in the road. At a stop sign, whatever the metaphor is that we want to use. And there's a choice always to be made about what path is going to be taken. So I want to draw upon the immortal words of the poet Robert Frost.
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference.
We're gonna get it done. We're gonna fucking get it done. Let's go, people. This election, voting ends tomorrow night. But this election's gonna go for several weeks because of what's gonna happen. and then we got to rebuild this country. In the spirit of Barbara Jordan and so many others who have come before us, particularly Black women who have fought for this opportunity. Let's go. Let's take the road less traveled. Let's go. Thank you.